country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former U.S. vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions, and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing, and are encouraging others to do, to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life, and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
Founder of the Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
She also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair, and she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
family members wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Master Ching Hai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide, and she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders. Cincinnati, Ohio, USA is a metropolitan area population of 2.1 million. In 2006, the city of Cincinnati produced approximately 8.5 million tons of CO2 equivalents. At 25.5 tons per capita, Cincinnati has a slightly higher emission rate than the national average of 24.5 tons. In summer 2008, the Cincinnati City Council enacted the Green Cincinnati Action Plan. This plan is designed to reduce the region's greenhouse gas emissions 8% by the year 2012 and 84% by 2050. Just several months after, as part of its new Climate Action Plan, Cincinnati decided on reducing meat consumption as an area of focus in curbing climate change. Larry Falcon is the director of the Cincinnati Office of Environmental Quality. He is also a longtime vegetarian.
With data from the United Nations, from the University of Chicago, indicating that animal agriculture was one of the significant contributors to greenhouse gas emissions, the people on our steering committee, the 20 influential representatives appointed by the mayor, looked at the data that came in and said, yes, it's a compelling case. It's something that needs to be included in the city's report.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has stated that the meat industry produces 18% of total atmospheric gases, which is more than the 13% produced by all transportation sectors combined. Consistently, researchers at the University of Chicago found that adopting a plant-based diet would save more energy than switching to a hybrid Prius car. Cincinnati's report makes it the first in the United States to recommend eating less meat for the greatest effect in reducing greenhouse gases.
We'll be helping people to understand that if they're concerned about climate change, then reducing their meat consumption is one of the important things to do.
When we return, we'll hear more about the city of Cincinnati's plans to go green through different actions, including adopting the plant-based diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Our hope is through this plan to encourage more people to become conscious about eating less meat in their diet.
Welcome back to today's program featuring the U.S. city of Cincinnati, Ohio, recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The cars that are featured here today are hybrid technology, and they're the greenest cars on Earth.
We feel Earth Day is very important for really protecting the environment, and one of the ways that we do that is by treating the groundwater and surface water that people drink here in Cincinnati.
The people of Cincinnati, Ohio, USA are well on the path of going green. In recent years, awareness levels have risen even more about the importance of living a sustainable lifestyle to help the planet survive.
We are out to educate people on the benefits of a vegetarian diet, not only how it's great for your health and amazing for the environment, but but also a much more compassionate way to treat the fellow beings on the planet.
Oh, veggie chicken?
Veggie.
How do you like the soy chicken, sir?
I like it a whole lot.
In its proposed Climate Protection Action Plan, Cincinnati's government wrote many well-researched recommendations for the city to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions. Among those suggestions is to reduce meat consumption. In fact, meat is a very carbon-intensive product to make, transport, and store. Mr. Larry Falcon, the director of the Cincinnati Office of Environmental Quality, said in an interview with Supreme Master Television.
There's several things happening simultaneously now that make now a very good time to promote sustainability in a number of ways, including changes in diet. We're seeing a lot of concern with global climate change. We're also seeing a lot of economic problems and a lot of health problems, and all of those are challenges that can be addressed by shifting towards a diet that's more plant-based.
The city of Cincinnati was quick to realize and acknowledge the many parallel benefits of shifting to a more plant-based diet. Food became an important part of the Green Cincinnati Plan. The plan itself was motivated as part of the mayor's climate protection agreement, a pledge made by hundreds of U.S. city mayors to help solve global warming.
The mayor of Cincinnati, Mayor Mark Mallory, is one of many U.S. mayors who has signed the mayor's climate protection agreement. And in implementing the mayor's commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the city of Cincinnati developed this Green Cincinnati Plan. And the Green Cincinnati Plan lists over 80 recommendations for specific things that can be done to reduce the city's contributions to greenhouse gas emissions. It focuses on voluntary measures. It focuses on measures that save more money than it costs. And it focuses on measures that accomplish multiple societal goals simultaneously. So if we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve the local economy and improve the health of our citizens, do all those things together, that's what we're looking for.
Cincinnati's recommendations are grouped according to six categories: transportation, energy, waste, land, advocacy, and food. There is one main and simple recommendation for food: to reduce meat consumption.
One of the recommendations in this plan is to encourage people to eat less meat, because that does reduce greenhouse gas emissions and produce a range of other social benefits.
The plan estimated that there would be a reduction of 26,400 tons of carbon dioxide emissions in 2012 and 52,800 tons of emissions reduced in 2028. It stated, "An increasing body of literature documents the greenhouse gas emission, or GHG, impact of food choices." It cited the 2006 report by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, Livestock's Long Shadow, saying that the production of animals for food causes 18% of all the Earth's greenhouse gas emissions, which is nearly 40% more than total transportation emissions. More specifically, the plan shared, livestock production is responsible for 9% of all the planet's carbon dioxide emissions, 37% of the world's methane, and 65% of total nitrous oxide emissions. Methane and nitrous oxide have, respectively, 23 times and 296 times the global warming potentials of carbon dioxide. The plan next cited the 2005 University of Chicago report that calculated that a diet of just 20% meat produced an added greenhouse gas burden of 1 ton CO2 emissions per person annually. As the final part of its summary of specific issues to consider, Cincinnati's plan stated that 80% of the annual world deforestation is connected to animal agriculture. Amidst this hamburgerization of our forests, it also reported that a single, standard American diet meal levels 55 square feet of rainforest. For its action plan, the Cincinnati Climate Protection Action Plan recommended a public campaign to raise awareness of the consequences of meat consumption. It stated, "Fight global warming one bite at a time," or "Cooling the Earth with My Fork" campaigns could adorn buses, bumper stickers, T-shirts. Great Britain's Environment Agency is developing a set of key environmental behavior changes to mitigate global warming, which include promoting vegetarianism. There already is a movement in Europe called Meat Reducers, by which, alongside recycling and bringing your own bag shopping, people are simply eating less meat to help the environment. Mark Rosengrant of the International Food Policy Research Institute expects to see public relations campaigns like that around cigarettes focused on the reduction of meat consumption. Director Falcon also said that schools would also be involved in reducing their meat consumption.
There is a component of the Climate Protection Plan that deals specifically with reduced greenhouse gas emissions from our schools and works with the school district in order to accomplish that.
The plan specifically suggests that schools reduce the meat they provide, include a meatless day once a week, and offer vegetarian or vegan options every day. Soy milk would also need to be provided as an alternative to cow's milk. In addition, fresh fruits and vegetables should be more available. The plan said the same menu changes could apply to hospitals, sports facilities, and restaurants. Director Falcon pointed out that restaurants were already accommodating well to veg eaters. He certainly would know, as a vegetarian himself for 30 years.
In this day and age, virtually every restaurant can accommodate somebody with a vegetarian or a vegan diet. There's very few restaurants at this point that would not be able to accommodate somebody who came in looking for a meal that suits a special diet.
The plan had a section of additional benefits anticipated from reducing meat intake, besides the reduced carbon emissions. The cited benefits included better learning and reduced violence among children in schools, and better health for adults as well. It further stated, "The associated economic benefits are massive. Psychic, spiritual benefits occur as well. When people feel more responsible for the lives of animals, they are less likely to disregard the lives of each other." The plan also pointed out that reducing meat consumption is one of the quickest and easiest measures of all to implement, saying that school menu programs could begin in as little as a few months. It said, "Moving to a plant-based diet is a much quicker way to affect global cooling than most, as the turnover rate for farm animals, especially factory-produced animals, is much greater than that for cars, buses, planes, buildings, power plants, etc. And while CO2 can remain in the air for more than a century, methane cycles out of the atmosphere in just 8 years, producing a further potential for quicker planetary cooling." For being the first U.S. city to promote more plant-based eating to save the planet, the City of Cincinnati and the esteemed director of the Office of Environmental Quality, Mr. Larry Falcon, received the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Bravo, Director Falcon and concerned leaders of Cincinnati, for providing your co-citizens with the information and choices they deserve to be able to do their part for the Earth, themselves, and their families. May more and more cities incorporate this wise strategy into their climate action plans for our planet's maximum health. Caring viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Now, please stay tuned for Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you and your loved ones radiant health and loving kindness.